Wednesday morning, Black Lives Matter. It's a phrase, it's an organization, it's also, I think, misunderstood in a lot of ways. It's has a local chapter as well, the Port Huron Black Lives Matter, headed up by Alfonso Amos, who's online with us right now. Alfonso, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We hear Black Lives Matter so much, especially this year, and every time that I hear it, I feel like people don't understand exactly what it means or what it is. And I know you've been doing a lot of stuff with this organization here in Port Huron, so I wanted to give you a chance to talk about it a little bit, but let's just start at the beginning. What is Black Lives Matter?
You know, Black Lives Matter is an organization that's a movement really to address the issues regarding Black lives and police brutality and economic justice and environmental justice and so many other things that many people aren't aware of. I think you hit it right on the head when we talk about the disinformation of Black Lives Matter and where we are. And so I think it's really important as we move forward to really dive in, understanding that Black Lives Matter was founded in 2013 in response to the acquittal of Trayvon Martin murder. And so the Black Lives Matter Foundation, Inc. is a global organization in the U.S., the U.K., and Canada, whose mission is to eradicate white supremacy and build local power to intervene in violence inflicted on Black communities by the state and vigilantes. By combating and countering acts of violence, creating space for Black imagination and innovation, and centering Black joy, where we are winning immediate improvements in our lives as Black people.
I feel like it's misunderstood because I've heard your organization described as a terrorist organization. I'm sure you've heard that too. What's your response when you hear that?
Again, that is one of the number one disinformation that's out there. The Black Lives Matter movement was actually awarded the Sydney Peace Prize for highlighting this work in America's race issues in 2017. And I think it's best described by one of the founders, Alicia Garza, who said, "We have always been clear that Black Lives Matter was not just about police violence, but about the wide range of ways in which state-sanctioned violence against Black people impact our lives. State-sanctioned violence looks like Sandra Bland being found hanging in her jail cell after being pulled over for a traffic violation. It looks like Black women making 63 cents to every dollar that white men make and the 79 cents that white women make. It is the fact that so Black and white people in this country sell and use drugs at around the same rate, Black people are more than twice as likely to be arrested for drug offenses. Our goal is to build the kind of society where Black people can live with dignity and respect, and we are not trying to build a world where Black people are empowered and white people aren't, or where there is Black supremacy, because that wouldn't make things better. And so a lot of the stigma around Black Lives Matter being a terrorist group comes into the notion of wanting to take away people's privileges or wanting to empower or be really surrounded about Black supremacy. And we know that the State Department keeps a list of foreign groups that have been formally designated terrorist organizations. Black Lives Matter as a domestic organization is not on that list. There is no legal process for designating domestic groups as terrorist organizations, and we definitely don't fit into it, as we have really orchestrated and tried to focus on peace. And Black Lives Matter is not listed as a perpetrator group in a global database of nearly 200,000 terrorism incidents. And so we really want to go by facts and look exactly at what the FBI is saying and not what people are sharing on social media or someone's opinion article about an organization, because that doesn't do it any justice.
When somebody says all lives matter, not just Black lives, how do you respond to that?
You know what? I love when they say that, because they're not wrong. We do understand that all lives matter. But I also say that all lives can't matter if Black lives don't matter. And so unless we start speaking up about the injustices of Black people, we can't really use that phrase that all lives matter. I'm also hit with the rebuttal as we talk about police brutality from a lot of white individuals saying, well, you know, white people are also killed by the police. And my response is, then why aren't you mad about that? We have a system, a legal system, where you're supposed to get arrested by the police, especially if you're not harming them in any way. go to jail. We have a bail process. You can go in front of the judge. The judge then enacts you to be either a jury, or you can have your trial in front of just the judge, and that is where your decision is made for your fate. It shouldn't be made in the streets by the hands of law enforcement. So when people say all lives matter, I really get riled up with that, because I think it's important to understand the notion of what that really means. If all lives matter, then why aren't we upset when kids are being locked in cages at the borders? If all lives matter, then why aren't we upset when there is issues, or why aren't we really doubling down on the NRA and gun laws when we have mass shootings in schools, if all lives really mattered? It's a counterintuitive measure, and it's not really productive, because we don't go to cancer, we don't go to a breast cancer march or a breast cancer rally and say, well, lung cancer matters too, or colon cancer matters too. So why are we doing that in terms of Black Lives Matter?
Talking with Alfonso Amos from Black Lives Matter, Port Huron. Alfonso, what are you doing about it here in Port Huron? What are some of the things that your organization has been working on?
You know what? Our organization has done things, and we operate in two phases. Of course, phase one is the protesting. That's the rally. That's the raising awareness on issues from police brutality, structural racism, and discrimination. And phase two is really focusing on enacting laws and legislation. And so we formed a coalition with the Port Huron branch of the NAACP in SCORE, St. Clair County Organizing for Regional Equity, on pushing issues like declaring racism as a public health crisis, which the city of Port Huron, city of Marysville has done, the governor has done at the state level. We're still waiting on our county to push forward that initiative as well, working to eradicate racism in our schools as we focus on a number of different things as an organization. And then really working closely with our local elected officials on making sure that we enact a citizens review commission, which we're told the citizens really don't want. They don't want really the citizens in charge of policing our police and making sure they're held accountable. So we're navigating what that looks like right now. We just put out a survey to the community from that coalition to get their feedback on the need for making sure that our officers aren't using excessive force, and that all of the practices for use of force continuum practices are two of the standards that we would like to see as a community. And then surprisingly, we do have a chief that's very perceptive of our needs as Black Lives Matter and what NAACP and SCORE is putting out. So Chief Placer has been working on building a community resource champions committee, which he has invited the NAACP, SCORE, and Black Lives Matter to sit on as we work through the issues within the structure of law enforcement and public safety here in Port Huron. And then we're also gearing up as a coalition with NAACP, SCORE, and Black Lives Matter for the public safety community forum that's going to be held on September 29th at 6 o'clock at the SC4 Pavilion. And so we are doing a number of things in coalition, but ultimately, as an organization, as we continue to move forward on our own, we have been vigorously engaging our communities in the electoral process, educating our constituents about candidates and the issues that impact us as Black people. And then we've been promoting voter registration among Generation Z, the Black community, and our allies. And so we have a number of priorities, from racial equitable responses to COVID-19, making sure that every Black person in the U.S. is counted in the census, protecting our power at the ballot box. Of course, we talk about defunding the police, because we understand that they have budgets that are ridiculous, and that they don't necessarily need those extensive budgets to actually do the work that they should be doing, and reinvesting that money into social service programs and other programs throughout the city, and then really focusing on investing in Black lives. And so moving forward, Black Lives Matter Port Huron will continue to focus on dismantling racism, working on economic justice. We know that income equality by gender and race, equal opportunity for employment and credit, and allowing all to reach their full potential, and ensuring that Black people have equal opportunity for jobs in the city of Port Huron and throughout St. Clair County is really important to us in our work. Even as we look at environmental and climate justice, we know the fair treatment and meaningful environment of all people, regardless of race, color, national origin, or income. With respect to the development, implementation, and enforcement of governmental laws are important, especially when we live in a community where we know that we have an industrial park, or we know that we have lead issues in our water. How is that really affecting our community as a whole? And then education justice. The struggle to bridge the unequal access to quality and well-rounded education within the public school system. And we Times Herald released an article recently on a great principal in our community, Mr. Sean Shackelford, and him dismantling the number of black students that were being suspended at Central Middle School at higher rates than any other students. And so when we talk education justice, what does that look like across the board throughout all of our schools in our county? What is that looking like? And how are we taking a different approach versus suspension and doing some positive behavior intervention programs and things like that? And so Black Lives Matter for Huron is at the forefront of these conversations, and we are continuing to build the movement as we collectively work with our allies and build our membership base.
Well, it's an ambitious agenda you have, Alfonso, but it sounds like you've got the passion to work on these things. Do you have a passionate membership? Do you have a lot of people working with you on these goals?
We do. We've seen our membership move relatively quickly with membership in just BLM plus the additional Black Lives Matter Allies program. We have over 1,200 in that coalition, really ready to get in the trenches. We've seen members of our allies work on issues when there was a racial statement or racial insensitive statement made by a Marysville police officer. They were out in the trenches for us, working with us, out there marching and protesting and making sure that some fair action was made. They're also really engaged in any activity, whether it's attending a city council meeting, whether it's having conversations with the terms of what it looks like to have marijuana businesses in the city of Port Huron, and is that going to have equitable access to all, especially those who have been most impacted and incarcerated based off of marijuana charges, which is now $1 million and sometimes even going to be a $1 billion industry in Michigan. And how does that look? And so our membership is active. Anyone who's looking to get engaged can definitely do so, as we're always looking for more people to get involved with us.
What is the best way to connect with Black Lives Matter Port Huron, Alfonso?
Best way to connect with Black Lives Matter Port Huron would be through our email, blmporthuron@gmail.com, or they can follow us on Facebook at Black Lives Matter Port Huron.
Very good. Alfonso, appreciate your time. Keep us posted on what's going on. We'll talk again soon.
I definitely will, Paul. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Be well. Take care.
Be well.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Alfonso Amos with Black Lives Matter Port Huron. They're a busy, ambitious group, as you heard. It's 9:53.